Be'ez Hashem, we're going to have the Chanukah Masiba on, as we said, the Tuesday of Chanukah. I invited Rav Tendler to speak to us and to add some zechronos from his father-in-law.
This is confirmed, yeah?
Yeah, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, Moshe, you changed it to Tuesday?
Tuesday
of Chanukah.
Of
11 o'clock in the morning, you can come too.
Tuesday the 7th day of Chanukah.
Yeah. That's my birthday, actually. Yeah. I was born on the 2nd day of Chanukah. What? Okay. Latkes up at... Wait. Yeah. Okay. The Torah tells us in Parshas Vayishlach, Vayivoser Yaakov Levado, that we know that Yaakov had the famous encounter with the Malach, Sar Shel Esav. And the question Chofetz Chaim spoke about is why we don't find the Malach starts up with Avraham, Yitzchak, Dafka with Yaakov. Right? We never find Avraham having an encounter with the Malach, Yitzchak having an encounter with the Malach. Dafka Yaakov has an encounter with the Malach. So if you look, in Chofetz Chaim al Torah, page 5 in the bottom, says she diber Chofetz Chaim
masif al dos haskosos hatayra.
Chofetz Chaim spoke at a meeting. Yeah, I'm not sure what that is. Amar shamalach tzar shel esav nevakim Yaakov achren avos utzrichim lizboilin bishvil ma chika hamalach kol kach harbe zman. Page 5. How come the Malach waited so much for Lo Nilcham as Avram or as Yitzchak?
Avala Yeshivas.
Avram is the Omur HaChesed. Avram is the Omur HaChesed. The Omur HaAvodah is a Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Avoda, because Yitzchak was a Korban. So Yitzchak, Shaposha Tzavar L'shchitim HaAmoriyah. Amur HaTorah is a Yaakov. Titeim Ez LeYaakov. Yaakov Yishtab Yoshev Olim Bo'olo Shel Torah. Sar Shel Esav Yochol HaYalisbol Es HaChesed Shel Avram Avinu. In other words, the Yetzahara, the Sar Shel Esav, you want to do Chesed, I'll let you do Chesed. Es Avoda, you want to daven, I'll let you daven. But the one thing that the Yetzahara, the Sar Shel Esav, gets upset about is when we learn, because learning he knows is the most important thing.
Is the weapon against him?
Is a weapon, right? Like Joseph says, a weapon against him. So that's the thing that he gets all flustered about when he sees that we're learning. So that's why Dafka he starts up with Yaakov. Aval mikevish adover higia l'tarosan shal Yaakov avinu kan hechli lotzeis l'molchama ve'ezer koch l'nestapel al Yaakov. Right. In other words, that's what he's always. In other words, that's who he starts up with. In other words, you want to do chesed, I'll let you do chesed. You want to tefillah, avoda, I'll let you do. I'm not going to start up. You want to learn? Oh, that's what it. And that's what the Malach was with Yaakov. And we know the famous Zohar HaKadosh. Look on top of the Chofetz Chaim on top of page 4 on here, uvizara kodesh mekaf yirecho elu tamchin doraisa, as it says that he was able to get Yaakov mekaf yirecho, right, the thigh, those are the supporters of Torah. In other words, not only he starts up with the people who learn Torah, the people who give money to Torah institutions or to kollel or the people to help aid people learning Torah, that's also Made chamur.
Maybe he couldn't go straight
to the toilet, go through the dump that I see. Yeah, yeah. Toilet couldn't fight. If you look in the Be'er Mayim Chaim, of Chaim Chernovitz on page 6.
Every Shabbos he grew. Yeah.
He what?
He got taller.
He got taller every Shabbos.
Right. Yeah.
Well, okay. Okay. So the Be'er Mayim Chaim says, "V'efshar al zeh ramzu rabuseinu zechronim levracha al tamim ba'atzmecha ad yom moscha כי הגם שאדם על הארץ יסבור כיוון שכבר הסגבר על יצהרה אחס ושתיים עד מאה פעמים שוב אין הצורך כל כך לשמיר באדם. We know that, in other words, the Torah is what's protecting us from the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is dafka starting up with Torah, but it's a constant battle. Because you shouldn't think that once you defeated the Yetzirah, so you don't need any Shmira, you don't need the Torah anymore, you don't need the Shmira, because I already beat him up 100 times. Nope. I feel elef pa'amim. Im atam misgaber alav, im pam achas lo titi in einechav libcha lizar mimenu, pisam tipol berishto. You can never be confident that, so it was here, the Malach, that's the Yetzirah, that's the Sar Shal Esav, he's starting up with the Torah. He says, but never say, I learned so many years, so I don't have to worry about the Yetzirah. No, you still have to keep an eye. You still have to keep an eye, because as soon as you think you're complacent, he's going to get you. So it's a lifetime project. And that's, in other words, this Malach and Yaakov Avinu. That's the Yetzirah, it's the Tzar Shel Esav. No matter how old you are, and how successful you are, you never know what could be in the future. You never know. And there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says, Hillel Omer al tifrosh min atzibur, page 7, v'al tamim ba'atzmecha ad yom moscha. And the Bartanur says, "Al tami matzcha yom moscha shayochen kol gadol shimish bekuna gadol shmonim shana ulvasof nasen tziduki." Was Yochen kol gadol? He was a good kohen for 80 years. You think it's 80 years? He's doing the right thing. He can still go off. There was the struggle that we have with the Malach Yaakov. We're Yaakov. We're Tzetzai Yaakov. But that struggle can come any time. And we still have to be on guard. And you never know when it could come again. And that's what the Chassid Yavetz says on Pirkei Avos, on page 8. Al tamim ba'atzmach ad yom moscha mikan tshuva lo talmidim belomdim chochmos achitzonis ve'edim choshim shema yatu liba mina emuna amitis. אם לא חשכה, אחד מהם, אני אקרא ולא עתה, אם לא כלום אתה חכם משלמה, השם נוסע חכם לשלמה. שאין לך לסמוך על צדקו של לא יספיק. But you never know. The Yetzirah is a constant battle, and you never, never know when he can come again. So how do we combat? How do we win the in other words, how do we win the milchama? So there's another Mishnah Pirkei Avos on page 10. Reb Chanina ben Chachinoy Omer Haneir Balayla Hamalach Maderech Yichidi V'Mefana Libo Levatola Harezei Mischayi Benafsho. So what's this idea Hamahalach baderech yichidi. I mean, that's what Yaakov was. Right? Ivar said Yaakov levado. He was yichidi. So he says. So the Sefer Lev Aaron on Pirkei Ovis on page 7 at the bottom.
The Rebbe from
Monroe? The Rebbe from Monroe. Yes, Satmar from Monroe. He says. Satmar Rebbe from Monroe says. Uvze yesh lefarsh moshomer lahalav b'mishnah. Hamahalach v'derech yichidi erizim schay b'nafsho. Ki haTorah nikra derech. The Torah is called derech. Misha osik b'Torah b'mitzvah yichidi. Whereas it doesn't only mean you're walking on the road alone. It means you're doing your Torah, your mitzvahs, yichidi. Heinu she'enu mitzarif es achem mimu m'shas kiyam ha-mitzvah l'asoso m'shem kol Yisrael. Like, right, like some have, you know, in the Sidurim, Heinu muchu muzuma l'kayim m'shem kol Yisrael. In other words, even if you're doing it alone, but you don't view yourself as a yachid. M'shem kol Yisrael. So he says, so that's what it means, Mahalach Maderech Yichidi. You're doing your mitzvahs alone. Even physically alone, or you don't view yourself as part of the rest of the klal. Harezim Schai Benafsho. So then, there's a danger that the Yetzirah could win over you. And that's why, when we see this week's parsha, Vayivasa Yaakov Levado. It was only when he was Levado, Vayevek Yishimo. When you're not levado, then you have much, much chance. If you're part of a group, either physically with people, or even mindset, even if it's somehow you're in a situation where you're alone, but you view yourself as I'm doing this mitzvah together with the mitzvahs of all the rest of Klal Yisrael, then you're not levado. You see, the Sarah Shal Esav is only Vayivasa Yaakov levado. When you're not levado, that's Lev Aaron says here on page 13. Al pizeh yesh lefarish mamar hil hazaken. Imena ikshaani laatzmi mani, right? Imena nili mili ukshaani laatzmi mani. Yesh lomish hil hazaken lerovan vususo siyare lenafsha shemi yechtva achitzon menes misvosam. Shani laatzmi peish imeni mishtate vimodi kol Yisrael. That the chitzonim will take away my mitzvah. It'll cap off my mitzvah. So that's a big yisod, Rav Osei. That if one yisod is that Yaakov and the Malach, he starts up with him when he's levada. So that's why we should always be part of something. Have a chavrusa, even something to talk to, part of a community. Because you have a levado, then vayarvek yishimo. There's going to be a fight. The Yetzirah is going to, the Sar Shal Esav is going to come. Right, so Rabbi Joseph said that's the Indian of giving tzedakah before davening, Rabbi Joseph is saying, because that puts you part of the klal. Then there's another idea that the Chidah says on the pasuk in Eicha, Tovul Ba'aretz Sharei Ibav Shibim. Yeah, so he says like this: Malka v'Sareh Magoyim Ein Torah. So what's his idea of Ein Torah? So there's a famous Gemara in Nedarim on Bavatziah on page 17. The Gemara says that the base of Mikdash was destroyed. Look on page 17. Ravino Omar, She'ein Mevarchim Batorah Tchilo. They didn't make Birkas HaTorah. So the question is, that's why the Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed? They didn't make Birkas HaTorah? Doesn't make sense. So what's the pshat? So it says like this. Look on the bottom of page 15 here in the Chidah. Towards the bottom, first word on the line is Itmar. Itmar. See, Itmar.
Avon Zosh Gilosh Sheikh is Dobb.
Well, Mustamba, they did a lot of Averis. So why does it say Lo Berchu Batorat Chila? You should say all the big Averis that they did.
Achet Efsha, the Shaylas above the Arts, Edekavan Eza Avon. Zain Sarach Shayla.
You don't have to go to a Navi. If you did Averis, you know you did the Averis. So why do they have to go to the Navi to ask them why the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed? And he says, Lo Berchu Batorat Chila.
The answer is that they will look.
The question is, how come the Torah didn't protect them from doing these Averis? That's the question. How come the Torah didn't protect them? That was the question. Avada, they knew they did the Averis. So why, but the question is, why did the Torah protect them?
Ech bo likosha lasos natsos gedolos al zeh chachamim nevim nolim batan that what? Shalom mechashrim haTorah bitul birchasa.
Since what? They didn't machshiv the Torah. The Torah only protects if you machshiv the Torah. If you show special respect to the Torah, that the Torah is important to you, so then the Torah will help. Lo berchu batorah tchila means they didn't make a bracha. It wasn't chashiv enough to make a bracha on it. It wasn't chashiv enough to make a bracha. So then, well, so that's why it didn't protect. It wasn't chashiv enough. The bracha, but, and this is a vort I heard once. Actually, heard this from the Boston Rebbe in Flatbush. He said over from Rav Itzla Petterberger. He says like this. Look on page 19. It says like this. Vamelech David Zokin ba bayomim. Vaychasu ba begodim velo yicham lo. That David was an old man and he had chills. He was cold, so they covered him up with blankets. Velo yicham lo, and it didn't help. Why didn't it help? David was cold. He covered him with blankets. Didn't help. So the Gemara says in Brachas on page 20. Yeah.
When Chasam Beis Amid Beis, Amar of Yosef Bar Chanina, call him Mavaze as a begodim, sof eino nemre mehem.
Because David HaMelech tore the Shaul's clothing, so he didn't properly respect clothing. So then, the koyach of clothing of the beggar to be mechamim wasn't poyel on David HaMelech. That's what it means. So the same thing says for Vitzelah, the same thing that the Chidah said, that if you're not machshiv the Torah enough, that it's not going to be poyel on you to be shomer you from the other averus. And that's what it means. Shalom berchu b'Torah tchila. In other words, the Birkas HaTorah alone is not the issue. It's how come the other averus is the reason for the Chorban. But why was the Torah? Why did the Torah protect? Because you didn't have enough covet for the Torah. They didn't. And how do we know they didn't have enough covet for the Torah? Lo berchu b'Torah tchila. So again, Rav Moshe, we see this idea that the Malach is Esav. He's starting up, like the Chofetz Chaim says, dafka with Yaakov Avinu. Because he starts up with Torah, because he knows the Torah is the most important thing. He doesn't start up with Avraham, he doesn't start up with Yitzchak, he starts off with Yaakov. And who does he start up with? Levado. Only when you're alone. Like the Satmar Rebbe said, Levar. Only when you're alone. Holech Bader Chichidi. You're not B'Shem Kol Yisrael. And only if a person doesn't have the proper covenant for the Torah, then the Torah is not going to what? It's not going to protect. Just like by David HaMelech. He didn't have the proper covenant for the Beged, so then the Beged is not going to have the potency to heat him up the way a Beged normally is. And there's one other Nakuda, the Lev Aaron writes on page 25. Just what we said, don't think a person, like we saw the Chassid David said, you think you already beat the Yetzirah 100 times over, that now you can go, you know, you can just coast, so to speak. You don't have to make sure that you, he says, Yetzirah every day is a new plot. The Il Malay Kodesh Baruch Hu Ozo Lo Yochalom. But the Gemara says, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavlin. אם אתם עוסקים בתורה, אין אתם נמצורים ביודם. So he writes here on page 26, וכן יש לומר שבכוח זה שבני ישראל מחדשים חידושי תורה דבר יום ביום בו, הם זוכים לסקבר על היצר הרע המשחדש בכל יום ביום ואין מסורם ביודו. In other words, you have to have what? חידושי תורה, because the יצר הרע is coming up with חידושים every day to try to trick us, and Torah is the shmira. So we also have to have Chidushei Torah. Now Chidushei Torah, there's a famous thing from the Vilna, from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, from the Vilna Gaon. He says Chidushei Torah means you understand something with a clarity that you didn't understand before. That's Chidushei Torah. It doesn't mean that necessarily you have to find like a teretz for Rabbi Kiva's Eges Kasha. You understand it a little bit better with a little bit clarity. That's what Chaim Volozhiner says, I think, from the Vilna Gaon. That's Chidushei Torah. And every time you learn again. And we have to have Chidushei Torah, because to fight the Yetzer Hara, who's Mechadesh Letuma, we have to have that Koyach, you have to have... Oh, so now he says a beautiful idea. The famous Mishnah in Makkos. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Omer. Rotzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'harbo L'zakos Yisrael L'fichach what? Hibro Lem Torah Mitzvos. So he says a beautiful Levar here. Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'zak Yisrael S'chus Hu Milosh Nitzachon L'zakos Lo Zachisi Perish Lo Nitzachti Lo Zachisi She'teo Ber Yitzis Mitzrayim Balelos means I couldn't convince the other Rabbanim to win over them, to convince them that you should do this. So Zachisi means I didn't win over, Lo Nitzachti. So he says Haynu She'Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'yim B'yedeinu Koach HaNitzachon. That Hashem wants that we should have the ability to have to win over the Yetzer Hara, to win over the Sarah Shel Esav. So what does he do? Lefichach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hirbalem Torah Mitzvos. So the Chasam Sofer says a beautiful thing in the Drasha. Shenosolem Koroch Lahar Hirbalem doesn't just mean that Hashem gave us a lot of Parshat Trot means that He gave us a lot of mitzvahs, so we'll do a lot of mitzvahs, it'll be a protection. He says a different word. He gave us Hirbalem Koroch Laharbos HaTorah. He gave us the koyach to mechadish chidushim Torah, so therefore that's the way nitzachon. He wants us to give us the koyach of defeating, of winning over the yetzahara, of winning over the sarashayishav. So therefore, he gave us what? Not just he gave us many mitzvahs. That's the simple shot. He's saying therefore he gave us the ability to what? To be marbe Torah. To be mechadish chidushei Torah, and we need that koyach to win over the Yetzer Hara, because as the Sefer Lev Aharonik says, because the Yetzer Hara is constantly coming up with new ideas. How can he get us away from Torah? How can he get us to sin? How can he get us divert her? You know. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "No, you oisik b'Torah, you keep learning, and you have more clarity. That's chidushei Torah, like the." So that's the Isorah of us. This week's Torah is Vayivarte, the Chofetz Chaim says, Sarso Esav, his main target is Yaakov. The Chesed projects, they're great.
They're very important. But okay, that doesn't bother. He'll let you go.
The davening, he'll let you go. The learning, that's where he has his target at. That's what bothers him. The learning, because that's the most precious thing. So that bothers him. So what do we have to make sure? Levado. We should never be levado. And it also to have Hashiva Satora. To realize that we learn Torah, it's not just a subject. That's why we start every Zman, we sing Avinu Avarachman, that it's a holy thing that we're doing. It's not just Lishmo Lilmodulami. It's not just have an interesting intellectual class, but it's Avinu Lishmo Lilmodulishmo Velasos Lokaim. It's called Nives Halmo Torah Sech Ba'ava. We have to be Machshir the Torah. And then the third thing is Mechadish Chidushei Torah. Again, not necessarily some people are Mechadish, have new Chidushim and new ideas, and other people, the Chidushei Torah is also just the clarity. The clarity of going over something
And now you, what I told, I always say this, whenever you learn a certain masechta, 10 years later you come back to the same masechta, if you were learning all those 10 years, even learning other things, you'll see you'll understand it better. You'll have a clarity of understanding Torah, and these are the, and that's what Rav Aaron says. He wants us to have the power of Nitzachon. Again, not just many Torah mitzvahs, but the Koyach to be Marbe Torah mitzvahs, to mean the Koyach to be Machadish, Kiddush Torah, to add. In other words, it's not about Toysef. This adding is Mutta. It's not about Toysef. To add, to have more Havana, more Kiddushim, more understanding. And that we need, because the Yetzer Hara is Machadish Machol Yom. Every day has a different plot to get us, a different trip, a different. And as far right, the biggest thing he always wants is to get people to be saved. Because that paralyzes something. To say, oh, you're already no good, you already did this up there, you know, to get people depressed, to get people sad. And that's his main weapon. So, in Machadish Kedushi Torah, you have the Pekudei Hashem Yishorim, Islam Kelei. And that Be'ez Hashem is going to be the Nitzachon, Lezakos es Yisrael, to give them the Koyach HaNitzachon, to be the Zgaber, the Yetzer Hara, Hashem Kofitz Laman Tzidko, Yagdil Torah,
V'yad.
Yeah, you have a good. You have a mincha. You want to say Kaddish?
Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish.